Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. There are those who say that the dynasty could end tonight in Foxborough. The New England Patriots play the Tennessee Titans in the first round of the playoffs. The reigning Super Bowl champions are coming off an ugly defeat this past weekend on the last game of the regular season. The Pats dropped to the third seed in the postseason when they lost to the Miami Dolphins in a major upset. And because of that, instead of having this weekend off, the Pats are up against the Titans. To consider how tonight's contest is shaping up from a Titans perspective, we turn to Gentry Estes, sports columnist for the Tennessean. Gentry, thanks for joining us.
Sure, glad to be with you.
How would you describe the mood among Titans players and Titans fans heading into tonight's game?
I guess cautiously optimistic would be the way to say it. I think it just doesn't feel natural to be confident playing New England in a playoff game on the road. But the Titans are playing pretty well right now, and the Patriots are not. It could be a tough game for New England.
Right. Well, I mean, I wonder how much confidence the Titans have about how to play the Patriots, given that head coach Mike Vrabel was with the Patriots for so long. And Pat's coach, Bill Belichick, is only 12-12 lifetime against his former assistant coaches.
Well, and they played last year, and the Titans won pretty easily, actually, in the regular season last year. And the Titans have been playing very well in the last half of the season. They started 2-4. They went through a quarterback change, going from Marcus Mariota, who had been kind of the franchise guy for years, but was just underperforming badly at the start of the season. They benched him and went with Ryan Tannehill, who had been the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins for so long. He's just been lights out. He's transformed the whole team since he got into that role. In addition to him, they have the NFL's leading rusher this season in Derrick Henry.
How do you think the Patriots' defense will attempt to contain Derrick Henry, given that he does have such a blend of power and speed? It's been quite a headache for opposing defenses all season.
Derrick Henry's the type of running back that he'll wear down a defense, and he doesn't wear down so much himself. He'll be a lot better late in games than he is early. He keeps getting stronger as the game goes along, and what you've seen is when they commit to it early, even when it's not working that well, all of a sudden in the second quarter, those two-yard gains become four-yard gains. In the third quarter, they start becoming seven, eight-yard gains. And by the fourth quarter, he's ripping off 20, 30-yard runs. Defense is just tired of dealing with it.
You know, there's no particular Patriots-Titans rivalry. So Pats fans don't necessarily know that much about the whole Titans vibe. So enlighten us, if you had to choose a few adjectives to sum up Titans fans and Titans culture, what might those be?
It's just so different when a franchise hasn't been around as long. You know, I think there's some tradition, but it's not what you would see with the Steelers, Packers, some of the old traditional NFL franchises. This is an organization that has not had success near the level of certainly New England or a lot of the better teams in the AFC. They've kind of been up and down for a large part of the last couple of decades. They did make one Super Bowl and lost. If you remember, they lost to the Rams on a play that ended at the one-yard line
right. Years
ago. But you know, since then, they've gone through some rough patches, and I think the fan base is still a little bit like, hey, you need to show me. This game in particular is one of the largest that franchise has faced in a while now, because it's one of those wins that could get a lot of people on board that maybe aren't, and I think it's one of those games that, well, it's winnable.
Well, okay, now for the real fun. Your prediction, Gentry, what happens tonight?
I picked the Titans only because I think they're playing better right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Gentry.
Okay. Take care.
Gentry Estes is the sports columnist for the Tennessean. This is 90.9 WBUR.